the objective of this airplane is to demonstrate that we can fly day and night using only solar energy. And that's what we attempted on July 7th, taking off 7 o'clock in the morning, and as we landed 26 hours later, we could demonstrate that this is feasible. And that was very, very important for us. Of course, important for the project, because after 7 years' work, you know, you fail. It's maybe difficult to continue, but you succeed, you demonstrate it works. But I think important also for the outside world, because it shows that the technologies we have available really can help to save energy.
Creative viewers, welcome to Golden Age Technology. On a bright, sunny morning on July 7th, 2010, a new chapter in aviation was about to begin. Swiss pilot André Borschberg embarked on a flight that upon landing 26 hours later would set 3 new world records and redefine the limits of aviation forever. His craft was the Solar Impulse HB-SIA, and it was the first ever piloted plane to fly through the day and night fueled exclusively by solar energy.
We are ready, the runway is clear and the chase crew are in position.
The historic flight was the culmination of 7 years of research, development and testing by the intelligent men and women behind the Solar Impulse project. The team features a group of aviation and technology experts led by Solar Impulse SA's founders, Bertrand Piccard, the company's chairman, and André Borschberg, the firm's chief executive officer. The HB-SIA is a large glider-like airplane with nearly 12,000 photovoltaic cells on its wings and tail. These cells supply electricity to the 4 10-horsepower electric motors, which spin the craft's twin-blade propellers at 200 to 400 revolutions a minute. The solar cells generate enough energy during the day for running the motors, as well as charging the batteries, which power the plane at night.
Hey guys from the team, you can all count together. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! We made it, guys!
The Voyage set 3 new world records for a solar-powered aircraft. One, reaching an absolute altitude of 9,235 meters. Two, achieving a height gain of 8,744 meters. And three, flying for the longest period ever, 26 hours, 10 minutes, and 19 seconds. But more importantly for the Solar Impulse project was that this success showed the world that long-distance solar-powered flight is possible and that the future of sustainable air travel is bright.
Before the takeoff of yesterday morning, we were convinced that with renewable energies, you can achieve a lot of things. But so many people were skeptical, and we couldn't prove we were right. We had not yet the credibility. After landing, we have the credibility. After landing, we have shown that with renewable energies and energy savings, you can achieve impossible things. So there is a before and after in terms of what people have to believe and understand about renewable energies.
André did not land because he was out of fuel. There was no fuel. He did not land because it was out of batteries, because the batteries were recharging. No, he landed because he had proven everything that we wanted to prove with this first flight of Solar Impulse through the night. So there will be other flights, of course, because it's an epic. It's not just one-shot adventure. There will be a second airplane to fly through the Atlantic, a second airplane to fly around the world. And we'll work on it later on, but now we really have to enjoy this incredible success and to congratulate André for this absolutely extraordinary flight.
Mr. Picard, who is also a psychiatrist, is renowned for having completed the world's first non-stop balloon flight around the globe in 1999, an achievement that stamped his name in the aviation history books. He soon thereafter began planning an even loftier challenge, and with a noble vision of creating a clean, green future for our world, Solar Impulse became his next great adventure.
Si on veut passer un message sur les énergies renouvelables, on doit le faire de manière positive et enthousiasmante. Il faut forcément faire quelque chose de spectaculaire, qui attire l'attention de manière positive, qui donne de l'espoir et qui montre que on peut voler sans aucun carburant et sans limite de temps. C'est vrai que le but, c'est de démontrer ce que les technologies actuelles peuvent faire.
To be sure, the 26-hour flight of the HBSIA prototype aircraft is a milestone in solar aviation history and a great achievement for the Solar Impulse project. Yet from the outset, Bertrand Piccard and André Borschberg have had an even more challenging objective. A new version of the Solar Impulse is to be constructed during this year with enhanced features such as a pressurized cabin and advanced avionics that will make even longer flights possible. The new craft, to be called the HBSIB, will attempt a circumnavigation of the globe in the coming years. The ambitious journey is proposed to be completed within a 20 to 25 day period, with the solar airplane stopping in 5 continents along the way.
On va faire le tour du monde avec un deuxième avion qui est en conception en ce moment.
And now we start the design of the second airplane, and it will be built, then assembled, tested. So we plan to do the first flight around the world with this airplane around 2014. But in the meantime, we will continue flying this prototype airplane. We plan to visit some major European cities with this airplane. And the year after, maybe to make the first transcontinental flights, and maybe also the Atlantic crossing like Lindbergh did in 1927, but this time only with solar energy.
Since its start in 2003, the Solar Impulse project has received technical advice from major institutions such as the European Space Agency and the École Polytechnique Fédérale de Lausanne, or EPFL, which is one of two Swiss federal institutes of technology. The project has expanded its staffing over the years and now features a team of 50 specialists from 6 countries, with approximately 100 outside advisors offering additional support. Swiss pilot and physicist Claude Nicollier has many years of aviation and space flight experience, including 4 space missions as an astronaut, and thus is an invaluable member of the group conducting flight testing for the Solar Impulse project.
Claude Nicollier, I'm a Swiss citizen, and I've been a pilot and a scientist for my whole life. I had the privilege of going into space also, so I was an astronaut for a while. And right now, I'm teaching at the EPFL in Lausanne. I'm supporting the Solar Impulse project as lead flight test operation. I have a lot of faith in the project, and I think it's a great goal that Bertrand Piccard and René Borschberg have set to themselves to go around the world with a solar airplane. And I was approached by Borschberg about 4 years ago, and he suggested that I participate in the project as a lead flight test operation. I immediately accepted. I have experience as a test pilot also, long life as a pilot, civilian and military pilot, and I went to test pilot school in 1988. So I thought I could do that, and I thought that was a good way for me to support the project that I believe in very much.
Sébastien Dumont is another important member of the Solar Impulse project. Besides being a team leader, it is his task to determine which technologies to use in the airplane, as well as make sure all parts of the plane work together. His responsibilities include the design, the architecture, and the testing of the electrical system and its control functions.
My name is Sébastien Demont. I'm the electrical team leader by Solar Impulse. So So my team is composed of Sepp Niederhuber, Stefan Brönnimann, David Glasse, Antoine Toth and Hans Wistemann, and myself. So we are building a solar airplane. So the team is divided in two groups of people, the engineering part and the integration part. So the engineering part is mainly choosing the components that we will use for the airplane, then designing the prototypes, testing the prototypes, developing electronics, and the integration part of the team is integrating all these components and the cabling and so on in the airplane. So one big milestone was to freeze the technology that we used for the airplane. Okay, we know that we could have better cells or better batteries, but at a certain point we need to freeze all the technology and then to integrate them all together.
American writer Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail." It is with this trailblazing spirit that the Solar Impulse Project has and continues to reach new heights in global aviation. We would like to convey our respect and well wishes to Bertrand Piccard and André Borschberg, as well as to the Solar Impulse Project's multinational team of experts, advisors, and partners. By seeing the imagination and vision of these talented people, we know that we can achieve any noble goal if we set our minds to it.
The Solar Impulse Project is not only an airplane, it's also a message. You have discovered the airplane today. Please also take the message back home and spread it as far as you can. We can have a good quality of life in this world. We can solve the financial crisis. We can fight poverty. And we can protect the environment. Only by inventing the future with enough pioneering spirit. That's why we need each of you to relay this state of mind, to push politicians and industrials to do the same. We would like you to be the ambassadors of Solar Impulse. Thank you.
For more details on the Solar Impulse Project, please visit www.solarimpulse.com. Radiant viewers, thank you for joining us today on Golden Age Technology. Coming up next on Supreme Master Television is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after noteworthy news. May we all strive to bring about a truly peaceful and harmonious planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT